Hi, welcome to Anime's Anime Podcast. It's Ferris. We're going to do things a little differently today. Ty and Ferris are going to be talking about Attack on Titan, so stay tuned.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
Guys, how you doing? It's Ty here.
And Ferris.
And welcome to an episode of Anime's Anime. We're actually doing kicking off some shit a little bit differently. I know you guys are all used to us three, but this time we're doing a little different. And right now with me and my girl Ferris here, we're gonna discuss the anime series we've all been dying to talk about, the Grand Pooba, however you say that shit. Grand Pooba, I don't know. Attack on fucking Titan, part two of the final season. I don't know
Yes.
why that tugs at my heartstrings that it's the final season.
I know. I think, and especially because, like, when you're used to watching really long series like fucking Naruto, to have something of this caliber that's so like emotional and high octane to know that it's coming to an end, it's like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with myself?
I know, like I've been put through this intense journey of trauma and strife, and I'm gonna be walking out of here ready for therapy.
Oh yes, for sure. So a little background about the series. Attack on Titan is created by Hajime Asayama. I hope I'm pronouncing that properly. If I'm not, I apologize profusely. The manga premiered in on September 9, 2009, which I didn't know that. And like I was like, that's right, when I was weaving real hard, but I wasn't reading manga. I was just, the only manga I was reading at the time actively was Naruto Shippuden. But I was watching a lot of shit around this time. I'm like, and then the anime itself premiered on April 7, 2013. And a little synopsis for those who don't know what it is, which we're gonna be talking about a lot of stuff that happened, so there will be spoilers. But if you want to just hear the synopsis right now, Attack on Titan, it is set in a world where humanity lives inside cities surrounded by three enormous walls that protect them from the gigantic man-eating humanoids referred to as Titans. The story follows Eren Yeager, who vows to exterminate the Titans after a Titan brings about the destruction of his hometown and the death of his mother. So that's what it's about. And yeah, the first episode, the part two of season, the series finale just premiered last Sunday, and Ty and I both watched it. And I guess we'll talk a little bit about that and how we feel overall about the series and kind of what we expect and our feelings and whatnot. So,
Feeling.
feelings, whoa, feelings. Well, it starts off right where the last season ended. Peak confronted Eren, and they go to the roof, and words are exchanged, and Eren's like, this is a setup, and we see him. No, the Jaw Titan comes out, right? From like, did he come out from under the ground? Yeah, and so then Eren transforms. Peak transforms, Reiner shows up, and it's like, oh shit. Well, and even before that, because we were also left on the cliffhanger between Zeke and Levi after Zeke turned most of the scouts that was supposed to be
With
watching him into Titans, which in turn Levi had to murder all his friends.
Ugh.
That was really sad and fucked up. And he was able to capture Zeke, and but they were using the thunder spears, and it was in close range. And it looked like Zeke might have died, but it also looked like Levi might have died. He's being held by Hanji. Flock is trying to check his pulse. Hanji's pretty much saying, "Don't touch him."
No, don't touch him. Kanji is broken up about Levi, like.
I know, and it's so sad to see him in that kind of way because he's such a strong character who, like, we barely see get any kind of injuries. So to see him in that state,
Yeah, it was
like,
me up a little bit.
missing fingers, he got what, two fingers missing, and just a bunch of shards of wood in
Yeah,
his face,
the look at
blood everywhere.
oh my God.
Do you think he's actually dead?
Don't think he's actually dead. I don't think he's actually dead, but you know what I think? I think Flock, is it Flock or Flock? I hate this. I hate that bitch anyway. I think he didn't want to check Levi's pulse. I think he wants to kill Levi for some
Oh
shit.
no, he does. He does because Flock is on Zeke and Aaron's side as far as sterilizing the Eldians to stop all the matters that has happened over so many years. And I think that's why Hanji was just like, "Nah, I said what I said. He's dead." And then, once Zeke came out butt ass naked from underneath that Titan, double cheeked up on a Thursday.
You think his dick big?
Do I think his dick
Yeah, when he came out
big?
tight and butt ass naked, and they was just looking at him, they was thinking like, "Damn, is his shit big?" Like,
It better be big.
I would hope so. I hope that. As much of a piece of shit Zeke is, he is hot as fuck. I'm so sorry.
I'm not super into Zeke. I can see why people are into it, but personally, I'm not. But I get it. I get it.
He's like hot dad.
Yeah, it's very much that. And so yeah, Hanji jumps into the lake and swims away with a extremely injured Levi. We get so much gore in this episode.
God. When I tell you, like, I was talking to my girlfriend about this, I was like, this episode came out with a fucking bang, and it was straight up violence. Straight up. Everybody fighting. Like,
Everybody fighting, everybody getting shot.
yeah.
And are you a gore whore? Do you
I
enjoy gore for the most part?
guts. Yes.
I like my gore when it has a purpose, which I feel like it definitely has purpose in Attack on Titan. And I do love to see it. I do love to see it in this series. I'm trying to think of something else that's kind of gory that I like. Another. I think I've mentioned that before on when we did the spooky season. So yeah, we had the Eldians getting shot by the Marley Eldians, and they came out of nowhere, which nobody expected.
Yes, out of left field. I was like,
And
fuck.
obviously, people are confused and scared. What's her name? Is it Yelena?
Yelena, yes, Yelena.
Yeah, she's
That girl.
telling Aaron, go underground. We're not ready for this, which I completely agree because Aaron's getting jumped. Not only is he getting jumped, he's getting shot in the head
He's getting
by the
like,
fucking ugly ass cart titan.
oh, that piece of shit, bitch. Pick, I'm on your fucking head because how fucking dare you? Like, I'm trying to scoop Gabby away. Like, bitch.
Did you notice that the main commander of Marley, I can't remember his name, but he hugged Gabby once he saw her?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I was just like, what the fuck are you doing?
I think they're trying to paint a picture where some of these Marleyans do care about these Eldians and that they can look past it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to confuse Gabby more because she was on the island for, what, a couple of days? Or was it a couple of months that they've been on the island now? I can't remember.
Was this when they got on that big plane or, like, after?
This is when her and Falco infiltrated the plane after they shot Sasha.
Okay. I think I want to say it's been like a couple months.
I think it's been a couple of months too. I think it's been about 2 months. 2 weeks is too fast. Yeah, 2 weeks is too fast for them to get all that artillery and all those different soldiers because I'm pretty sure they went to neighboring countries to get other recruits.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what we found out when we were following the Eldian, the Marley Eldians, is that that Marley has portrayed Paradis to be the common enemy, where it's to the point where we might not fuck with each other, but hey, let's go fuck up the Eldians together real quick because we all hate them, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
So I'm pretty sure. Yeah. So how did the episode end? I rewatched like all of season three over the past 2 days, and I rewatched this episode, but I completely forgot.
No, I think what happens next is that everybody go get suited and booted to protect Aaron because
how do you pronounce his name? Oyapoko.
Oyapoko. Like, please help a nigga out. Like, we are like. But, you know, Aaron out there fighting for his fucking life. They jumping him. Like, get suited and booted, bitch. And then everybody was like, Connie almost fucking lost his fucking shit. And I felt for him because he was like, y'all bullshitting. Why should I help somebody who don't give a fuck about us right now? Mm-hmm. And he's all for himself. Because I feel like that's basically where they're getting at. Like, Aaron is just all about Aaron right now. Like, he don't give a fuck about nobody else but himself and what he's trying to do. And, you know, Armin little, you know, he had that nigga's back because Armin was like, no, let's hear him out. We got to do it. Oh, I was like, boy, baby, you better than me.
would you be done with Aaron if you were in this situation?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would. Because it's like, I stood by your fucking side and I understood the mission. And for you to turn on us like that. No, I wouldn't have cared. You're done.
Well, I think it's what Armin said, that he's just going on with it, but he intends on saving the Eldians in his own way. He's just going along with it to appease Yelena and Zeke, because you know at that point it's kind of, well, what else is he to do? Because if he were to say no, they would have just killed him anyway and took the founding titan.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm really glad that it started off with a bang, like, because they could have easily This could have easily been an exposition episode a little bit.
Yeah.
And they could have put the action in the middle and then more exposition at the end. So I'm really glad that it started off balls to the wall.
Yeah.
I love this series so much. When did you first start watching it?
I actually watched it during the pandemic. The first time it was on Netflix, and I was trying to watch it and pay attention, but I was like, I wasn't into it at first. And I felt like you're gonna laugh, but I got high, like stoned as fuck, right? And I popped it on. I was like, you know what? Let me give this another try. And I was watching it with my girlfriend. And the more I watched it, like the first episode out the gate was out of fucking pocket. Like these motherfuckers was minding their business, and then boom, an explosion happened, and you see this big ass titan with nothing but muscle skeleton, just meat, like just I me mugging the fuck out of these people, and everybody's just like fighting for their lives because you got all these big ass bitches running around naked, flailing their arms around, eating everybody and killing them, like just causing chaos. And I feel like what I liked about it is not only the intensity of it, but you get to really feel something or see where each character is coming from in a way, like why they're doing things their own fucking way, in a way, So I felt like the more I started watching it, I was like, this is beautifully written.
Yes.
The animation is beautiful. Like when they capture like people's like reactions or like their sadness, then I'd be like, damn, like this is some good ass, this is some good fucking food. And I
Finally, some good fucking food.
some good fucking food. And I feel like, me getting into animes, like starting off small and then getting into something that is mainstream like that, it made me also appreciate shows like this that are more on the darker side. So I feel like as a baby weeb, Attack on Titan is a very great series to get into. 10 out of 10 for me.
Hell yeah. I started watching it after a year it premiered. I think I started it in April of 2014, I think. And I was just hearing stuff about it, seeing stuff about it on the internet. I'm like, what's this? And so I popped on like the first episode, and this is when I was being a pirate. And I was like, holy shit, this is fucking good. And pretty much same as you, like I find the story to be so well written. And for people who say that they don't like anime, I think that this is a I don't watch anime person's anime, if that makes sense.
No,
Like
that
how people like Cowboy Bebop, but they don't necessarily like anime.
or like Samurai Champloo or some shit.
I feel like Attack on Titan can also fill that void because beyond the animation, just the story itself, it's so bleak and depressing and scary. It's scary. And these characters still push forth and have each other's back and are able to be optimistic throughout this travesty, essentially.
And I also noticed too that in some episodes that there is some comedic relief.
Oh, there is.
Like there were some instances, like there's this one, I forgot what season it was, but I think it was Jean, Sasha, and Connie in like a little thing, and they were like going, eh, like and I like cackled at that scene for like a good 5 minutes because I was like, oh, like it's nice to have moments in an episode like that when it's been nothing but just pain and suffering. Like everybody it was suffering in some way.
Connie, Jean, and Sasha are the clowns of the fucking cast, and especially when they're together. Usually, if you see those three on scene in a scene together, something goofy is about to happen. And I was rewatching season three today, and the episode where they're trying to block wall Maria and get into the basement. Aaron's standing there and they're all standing on him like they're little hamsters or something. And I said that to you earlier today. I think it's so cute when they just stand on him when he's in his Titan form. And so Berthold turned into the Colossal Titan and he's just like sweep, like just fucking up houses and shit. And so Connie says something along the lines of, oh, he's throwing houses. And he said, that might even be yours. It's like, it's almost the time, like when you, he said something about having a roof over your head. Mm-hmm. And I think somebody even called him out on making a joke then and there. It's like, why would you say some goofy shit? Like, this isn't a serious moment. So one thing about Connie, I guess he gonna let his joke get off.
Yeah, he gonna pop his shit. He gonna make he gonna make me laugh one way or the other.
For sure. Yeah, let's talk about, just to give like a run through, I guess, do you have a favorite Titan and why?
My favorite Titan is, I have two actually.
Okay.
So of course it's Aaron's Titan. Mm-hmm. Like he's just hot, like, and I feel like having like this sort of attraction to Aaron in Titan form, I feel like that's a road to like having a monster kink.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's like, you know, what is this? And like, why are you built like that? Why is that physique? Like, so like godlike, you know what I mean? All it's missing is like some dick and balls. That's all. It's a big old dick and some nice balls, but you know, I just like his fighting style is badass. Like he throws punches and he be fucking these titans up, like when he fights them. And my favorite titan, surprisingly, is the female titan, Annie.
Yeah.
That bitch is bad too.
Mm-hmm.
They was fighting each other. I was on the edge of my fucking seat.
And that was so crazy watching those huge ass things fucking fight like people. Mm-hmm. I think of it and, you know, they're the size of like probably a regular city skyscraper. And to see that would be out of control.
Yeah. Could you imagine being a regular, like, you know, civilian, and you just see two big-ass titans squaring up in the middle of City Hall? I would just be like, yeah, I ain't coming back outside ever
again. I'd be scared shitless. Like, think of the people in Marley that had never seen titans. I don't know if they had ever seen them, like, practice or anything, or if they're even in the vicinity to see that, but I'd imagine... Well, it especially at that conference when Tiber got eaten and then Aaron got the Warhammer Titan. Some of the, you know, that had to be all most of the people who didn't live in Marley's first time seeing a Titan. And I couldn't imagine how that would feel. Yeah, it's some scary shit. I'd say, I think my favorite Titan aesthetically might be the Armored Titan.
Okay.
I think it looks really cool. I really do. The Warhammer looks kind of cool, too. I really like the Warhammer's powers.
Yeah, the Warhammer.
Being able to pretty much create whatever weapon they need at the time. And how they're separate, how they're not in the nape of the neck, but they're hiding in that little egg underground. Mm-hmm. That's really cool, too.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. I want to say my other favorite Titan is Ymir's Titan, but I just hate how ugly it was. They did her so dirty. I was like, Ymir is so hot, like a human form, but y'all Titan, y'all made her look like, y'all made her look so hideous. And I was just like, ugh, I'm conflicted. Like, I'm so conflicted, but no, yeah. Well, the Warhammer Titan, or the Armor Titan rather, they're pretty cool. I like them.
Who's oh, you were talking about comedic parts too. Also, Hanji's a little goofball too. I like when she's teasing Eren. That's so funny to me because she does it a lot.
She does, or they do. Sorry. I have a personal, I'm in love with Hanji. Like, if Hanji was a real person, like, that would have been, that's like my ideal queer partner.
Oh, why? What is it about Hanji that you love so much?
I love how goofy they are, and like how, like, and they're so smart. Like, they're very like hands-on intellectually. Like, they like to research things and like be in the know of things. I feel like me, I've noticed that I really get stimulated or turned on by people who are very intellectual in some way, but not just like by the book intellectual, but just like social, like socially intellectual, like make things like pretty cool, sort of speak, you know? And I feel like with Hanji, I can have a good time.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
can see that too. And their interactions with Levi is also very funny because Levi low key be Levi his funny moments aren't supposed to be funny, but they're funny to me
Yeah.
because he be cursing people out on the regular. He's
He
always
does.
like, "You piece of shit," or "It looks like you gotta take a shit. Why are you making that face?" And him being a neat freak is funny too. And that's like somebody that you'd have to be like crossing your crossing your T's and dotting your I's with, because Levi definitely don't play, and he's gonna let you know like
Yeah,
you're
Levi
fucking
gonna
up.
mess up. If that's one thing he gonna do, he gonna chop your ass up and get you together. He don't fucking play with his little, we love a short king, but he
We
don't play.
do.
Man.
Love our short kings.
We love our short king. We sure do. We sure do.
How do you feel about Aaron overall? Not even necessarily about his decision-making process throughout this most recent season, but just as a character overall, because I find a lot of people don't like him. I've been seeing so much slander over the main trio, and I'm just really confused. So how do you feel about Aaron?
You know what? As a character, I actually like Aaron. When I view Aaron, I just see a boy who had a normal life until this shit happened. And I feel like, you know, each season you see that pain in his eyes gets to him, and it gets to the point where he's, you know, he's doing things out of his own will. Like, he had, like, he does it on impulse, which is typical, like, Aaron. And I feel like most main characters just do shit on impulse too. Like, they have no, they don't think. So
And he's an Aries, so that
yeah.
definitely doesn't help.
Like, that's typical Aries. I had my first boyfriend was an Aries, and he just did whatever the fuck he wanted to do. He had no, he just does stuff on, and he did stuff on impulse. Like, I remember he cut his hair one time in a mohawk just because, and I was like, what was the reason?
What was the reason?
yeah, he was like, oh, I just felt like doing it. I was like, oh, okay, well, if you like it, I love it. No, but I think Aaron is a very, he's a very good, he's a good character. He's a good character despite the bullshit that he has done, within like the fourth, within the final season. I empathized with him a lot, and you know, it was more of one of those characters where it was like, if I was put in that situation, I would do the same thing. So I
I
can't,
think I would too, honestly. I really do. And
like,
I feel so bad for him, honestly.
yeah. I agree. That baby has been through so much at a young age. And
Just so much.
there is so much. And I also feel like, not to be off subject, but like
No,
Attack
you're good.
on Titan is really a show for the gays and theys, because it's like there's some queer character in there somewhere. Like, and there has been times where I've seen that, and like, with Historia and Ymir, and Hanji being a like a non-binary.
Non-binary.
And I feel like there's more, but who knows?
I
Oh.
know a lot of people ship Arvin and Jean, and I can see that because especially like season one and season two, they were around each other a lot.
Yeah, I know that, Armin has a crush on Annie, so he be checking her out in that deep freezer. Be like, I still love you, girl.
I've seen way too many TikToks of people having him visit the fucking chamber and him jacking off. I'm like, please do not do
Oh
him like that.
no.
I'm like, y'all just continuously be disrespectful for no fucking reason.
No. Oh my God.
Do
That's
you think he likes Annie because of Bertolt's memories, or do you think he likes Annie on his own accord?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. I do feel like, I mean, Annie's hot, so
Yeah, I get it.
I get it. Like, she blonde and she could fight. Like, who don't want that? Giving Tomb Raider tease, but yeah, I feel like with Berthold's memories, he saw something in her that, he began to like her. And then, basic boy stuff. I don't know how it down, but like when y'all like girls, so I really don't.
I think he liked her before he ate Bortholz, because they had little interactions, and when they were doing that one mission where they were trying to get Aaron somewhere, and when she popped out and was running around, stepping on niggas, swinging them around like they was fucking yo-yos, being real disrespectful.
Yeah.
But at one point, she was peeking to see if it was Aaron, and she saw that it was Armin, and she didn't kill him, and she could have. So I think she likes him too.
Oh, two blondies.
I know, too. Aryan dream.
Ah, okay. Very much so, very much Aryan goals,
We're. I apologize for our behavior. We were.
Yeah,
We
we
don't
be
have any decorum.
we be cutting up. Oh my goodness.
Have you dissected the? Oh, let's talk about the opening theme.
Oh, fire.
Oh my God!
Fire.
Firstly, Attack on Titan openings be that deal every fucking time. It always gives what it's supposed to give.
Yes.
A lot of them were done by
Link
Link the
Horizon.
Horizon. I guess it's like an operatic group or something. I don't know, but they be killing shit.
Yeah, they be eating it up.
No crumbs.
No crumbs. I felt like the first opening of Attack on Titan, intense. Like, and when you're watching the reel of the opening, like credits, and you hear the song, you're just like, this show is so intense for what? Like, you're just like, oh my fucking God, this shit is like amped up. Like, I'm hyped as hell. Like, so I felt like that opening season, I really wasn't a fan of the second opening. I was like,
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't like that one. The whole song is better than the clip that they show,
Okay.
that the clip that they have. The third one is Sasageyo, right?
Yeah, iconic.
That one lives in my head rent-free, and it
Rent.
always has.
Yeah, don't need no security deposit. That song is the best opening, and kudos to them. Their flowers given, because that is such a wonderful opening song. And then the fourth opening, not gonna hold you, I thought it was ass.
What, Red Dawn, or are you talking about My War?
My War.
Okay. First, let's talk about Red Dawn. So, also something that I noticed with the openings, they're very reflective of how and not talking about the imagery, just the song itself and the vibe that it's giving. Red Dawn was the very quiet one. Which made sense because season three was a lot of talking, a lot of exposition, a lot of finding out things, and it totally matches. Now let's talk, go ahead.
And three was more like an explanation as to how things all happened, and like everybody finding out the, and Aaron finding out the truth of it in some way and somehow, and a lot of other shit that happens that'll play into the final season, so to speak. So, yeah.
And then in the middle of the season, it switched to another Linked Horizon song that's a little bit more amped. That sounds a lot like Sasagio and the very first one mixed together a little bit. And then, yeah, My War, I felt the same way that you did. I was like, this opening
Yeah,
sucks.
this. But then you keep hearing it and hearing it, and you like, no, this is good.
No, and now
Good.
that one's living rent free in my head. I just like I'll be walking and I'm like, it's so fucking good.
It's so good. Oh my goodness. Like, I could be in the studio when they be recording this shit. Like,
I know you don't be on Instagram that much, but I did put on my Survey Corps jacket and glued some assholes to my ass and twerked to the My War theme on my Instagram story.
for you. We throw an ass to Attack on Titan theme song, okay? We do that around here.
We really do.
Period.
Yeah, but this newest opening, and it's called Rumbling, right?
Yeah, rumbling.
They said, let's get ready to fucking rumble,
Yeah,
bitch.
it's about to be real.
Giving me very mid 2000s, like kind of emo core screamo.
I love it.
I'm like getting chills thinking about it.
Yeah, it's awesome. And I felt like goosebumps listening to it while the opening play, especially the clip where Aaron screams. I'm like, oh my God, this is sick. Like, oh, they doing their fucking thing. I feel like 2022 for us weebs, we're eating pretty good. And I feel like our plate is about to get bigger and bigger. So we just have to, we got to put on our big girl eating pants and our bibs, because we're
Yeah,
about to
get
be
ready
eating
to
a long time.
unbutton that buckle a little bit.
Oh my gosh. But we're all gonna need therapy after this,
Yeah.
honestly.
Do you have any theories or what you or something that you would hope to see or anything of what you're, do you have you had anything spoiled for you about what's about to happen?
A little bit, I
Okay,
believe.
me too.
But I really would love to see Reiner go.
I would like to see Reiner die as well.
I want that bitch to rot, cause fuck him. I
I want to
think.
see Gabby die too.
Oh, me
I'm just gonna put that out there. I want a bullet to her head ASAP. Sorry. And I know that's probably not gonna happen, but I want both of them dead.
Yeah, she could. You think, what if Falco or Gabby becomes a Titan? Can that happen?
I think it could happen. I think it could happen. It's definitely in the realm of possibilities. So I had a theory, and it kind of happened. So I'm wondering And so it could mean one of two things. So in
Okay.
the Sasagio opening, you know, that was the opening where we saw the animals and the beast titans, and they all had that glowing red in their chest. And then it ends with the beast titan. And was it the beast titan or was it the colossal titan? No, not the colossal, it would be the
I think it
armor.
was the
It was
beast
one of them.
type.
Okay. And him and Aaron's titan about to swing on each other, right? And we saw the red glow in their chest. Now, a split second before that, we had an image of all the scouts lined up. And the scouts that are lined up were Reiner, Burrito, Annie, Armin, Jean, and Connie. And it might have been one other person up there. And if it was, it's Mikasa. I can't remember exactly right now. But and if Mikasa was up there, she didn't have it, but everybody else had that red in their chest. We know that the rest of them are Titans and that Armin eventually became the Titans. So does that mean that Connie and Jean are gonna get a Titan?
Oh my God. What if they become those titans that can actually like talk and like they don't kill people?
Well, no, they would have to be, they would have to, what I'm thinking, this is a theory. I don't, you know, so before anybody try to like attack us in the
And yeah,
comments,
don't jump us because I know how y'all girls like
I
to
like to tussle.
tussle.
Maybe with this fight or something that's happening, I think the most likely ones that would be taken would probably be the jaw. Or the armored, which that would go in line with us wanting Reiner to die.
Yeah, that bitch need to go. I'm so sorry. I don't know
I
which
feel like the carp Peek is really careful, and she don't be in the battlefield that much, so
you
it's
stay out
very hard for her to get snatched up.
the way. Yes, Peek be staying out the way.
She know what to do.
Yeah, she'd be staying out the way. She was like, I ain't trying to get none of this shit. I'm just here to infiltrate and scope out the scene for y'all, and that's it.
And that's it. I came to
Exactly.
dance for y'all, and that's it.
Exactly what I'm talking about. Oh my God. I just can't dance for y'all. That's it.
We too goofy. Also, other things that I noticed is that this series as a whole, and I don't know if it's like this in the manga, but there's so much foreshadowing. I'm pretty sure we've actually seen the end in front of us, but contextually we don't know what it is, so we don't know. But there is a scene in the opening, and I'm pretty sure that that's going to happen. And also in the opening, we see Annie release. Did you notice that?
I see that.
So if that's real and she gets released, do you think she's going to be with the Warriors, or do you think she's gonna be with us? Because I'm team LDN.
Yeah,
I
same. I feel like she's gonna be rocking with us.
do too.
Cause what
I
if
do
her
too.
memories are all gone and like Armin try to spit some shit to her because you know they booze like they things. And so Annie's like, okay, yeah, you right, babe. Like I'm gonna stick beside you,
You're
like
right, Daddy.
bitches.
And what else do I think is gonna happen? For a minute there, I thought that there was some weird time loop, but I don't think it's this. Well, it kind of it is a time thing, not a loop though. But all Eldians are connected with the path, and that path, the pathways extend time as we know it. So there's and I like I said, I rewatched season three. There's been instances where I saw more of that now that I'm aware of what it is. I'm like, holy shit. So when Aaron Kruger gave Grisha the Attack Titan, he told him we have to save Armin and Mikasa. And Grisha's like, who is that? And he says, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why I said those names. And it's like, oh shit. And then when Aaron had like some kind of he was either imagine, I can't remember if he was going through Grisha memories or if he was just sitting there daydreaming, but he looked in the mirror and saw Frida Reese, and she kind of acknowledged him. She made a noise like, huh. And what was another instance of what happened? That I'm pretty sure something happens the very first episode when Aaron's daydreaming and he snaps awake.
Oh my God, yeah, I felt like it was a, like when he had that dream, I think it was like all the shit that happened, like where we're at now. So right, which I was like, damn,
Yeah.
like.
Oh, I remember what it is. At the first season of the first, not the first season, the first episode of season four, when Falco is on the battlefield and his brother Colt grabs him and takes him to the trenches. He's like, "Where am I?" He's like, "I just had a sword and I was flying through the air." And they're like, "Did you hit your head?" And I'm like, "No, he's seeing himself as somebody in the survey corps. How is he seeing that shit?"
Yeah.
So I'm interested to find out more about the path, which we also got to see Zeke being built by Ymir. And we've seen our Ymir, the one that we all the animes want to fuck Ymir.
Yeah,
So
we're on the throne, on the like sister wives type shit with Ymir.
And when we see her story, she's in that land of the past too. So really want to find out more about, and the lore in this series is just out of control, and it's
It's crazy. It's so crazy.
yeah, I don't really know what's gonna happen. I know that I want Reiner to die. If my theory with the red lights in the chest are correct, maybe Connie and Jean are gonna get a Titan. And I would also, what I would like to happen, and I don't know if this is a possibility, but I would like all the Eldians that were turned into Titans, the pure mindless Titans, I want them to go back to being human.
Yeah, me too. Live normal lives.
'Cause that's so sad and depressing. And even the way that they did it, when they would send them off on that cliff, they would leave one person to run so they could go to the right direction. And it's like, you're bullying these people who are all the way over here for what?
Exactly.
You know, regardless of everything that happened in the past, they don't know shit about it because their king erased all their memories.
Yeah. Shitty ass. I'm telling you, like I couldn't live around those time periods. They do not want me a nigga in that time period. I will literally act a fool.
I would literally act a fool.
I will cut the fuck up. I'm not even gonna lie. Can't be me.
All right. I know you said we talked about being a little bit thirsty too. We'll get to the messy part. We've already been weeby and sassy. I guess it's time to get messy.
Kind of get messy.
I'd say some of my biggest crushes, out of nowhere, it started being Aaron. I was not paying too much attention to him. And then Man Bun Aaron came out, and I'm like, all right, I'm into this. Levi and Ymir. Those are my bays.
Those are
What
your
about you?
okay. Mine is Jean, Hanji, and Ymir. So I, you guys have like a sense of what my type is. So.
Well, I hope you enjoyed us chit-chatting about Attack on Titan.
Yes, if you really like this episode, please leave some feedback and give us your thoughts and opinions on how you guys feel about part one of the final season and what do you guys want to see happening and all
Yeah,
that.
any Any theories that you have? We'd love to hear them. Just no spoilers, please.
Yeah, no spoilers, please, or I will light you up with a blunt and I'm gonna zap
Okay,
on your forehead.
right.
Way I'm about
And
to, so
okay.